until midnight on 6PR. This is Perth Tonight with Chris Ilsley.
Yep, I do like this game. I see it as being a form of scam the scammer. About $19,000 sent in the mail by West Australians to overseas scammers has been stopped. Our friend from Consumer Protection, who's really on the job always, Dave Hilliard, thank you for your time.
Hi, Chris. How are you going?
Dave, how did you do this? I'm really impressed.
It's not bad, is it? I've got to say, it's largely down to the boys at Australia Post, in that when we identify mail that's coming in through them and then we seize that as scam mail, they've been able to identify the return mail that's going back from consumers back to the same addresses that it's come from. And they've been able to say, well, look, this is all going to consistent addresses over here in a lot of the cases it's in Holland. And they've pulled it out of the mail. We get to go through those envelopes. And we find, unfortunately, a lot of people have been sending money and checks and money orders, etc., back to participate in these lucky numbers and lottery syndicates and all sorts of different things. So we thought that's not a bad way to get the message back to these people, to say we've actually intercepted it, we know it's a scam, here's your money back with some advice from us, and perhaps you won't subscribe to these sorts of things again in the future.
I guess with it being sent to Holland, I take it that once it gets to the address in Holland, it's then being forwarded from that address. Is that how it works?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm.
So therefore, the Dutch authorities per se wouldn't necessarily be of any great assistance?
Well, no. We are working on those angles to see who we can track it down through. But what you often find is that they're, if you like to call them virtual offices, so they're like mail handling sites. There are some in New Zealand, there are some in the Philippines, and there's some over in Holland. And we're trying to work with the process of trying to identify where it actually tracks back to. And we know a lot of these actually originate out of the United States and Canada. So they're businesses which, if you write to them and say, take me off your mailing list, they'll actually do so, because I think they've got enough people on their list that they're quite happy to keep sending it out. And if you twig that this is a bit of rubbish, then if you write to them and ask to be taken off their mailing list, they'll actually do it.
The sad thing about that, though, Dave, and also the dangerous thing, is that that can make them appear legitimate, because people will generally think that if you've got somebody who's a scammer, they're not going to take you off the list no matter what. So if you have somebody who does, that kind of makes it seem legitimate. In a lot of ways, it could actually make it more dangerous.
Yeah, that's true. And look, what we've got is, I guess, a business which is set up on the basis of sending out thousands of letters and perhaps getting a 10 or a 20% return rate, which is making it more than worth its while to continue in this program. So the sorts of dollars that we were intercepting, and unfortunately there were a lot of consumers who were actually just putting either Australian currency or even US currency. They've actually gone off and bought $25 US, put it in an envelope, and then they post it back. So they know that they've got a lot of people involved in this sort of stuff, and as per usual, we think we've only got the tip of the icebergs, hence the important message that goes out to consumers that these overseas lotteries and the clairvoyants that are offering you the favourite numbers and trinkets to say that it's going to change your luck, they aren't any individuals. While they say they are, they're actually fairly sophisticated businesses that are set up just to do this sort of work.
Why is it that, despite the fact there's been so much publicity around the place, Dave, why is it that still so many people fall for these?
We don't know. There's got to be a light bulb moment for most people. The two guys that participated with the media statements that were done today had been doing it for quite a period of time, and whilst they realised that they'd been scammed, that it was false, I don't think it really rang true to them until they'd actually been contacted by the authorities. And I think one fellow had sent something like $3,000 over the last couple of years. Now, that's a lot of money when he could be going down to his local newsagent, putting on the WA lottery,
yeah,
perhaps winning a prize. Yeah. And if he doesn't win a prize, at least knowing that his money's gone to a good cause.
Exactly right. Oh, that's unbelievable. And yet you say that this guy was, to a large extent, aware that there wasn't something quite kosher with this, but still participated. That's the bit I don't get.
Hoping against hope that he was going to either win a lottery or he was going to get some luck turn his way. But I think when we sort of contacted him and sent his money back to him and said, look, this is a scam, it sort of resonated with him. And when we've spoken to him, obviously, I thought it was probably a bit that way, but hadn't realised how deep he'd got into it, and it had just become part of his way of life.
Yeah, one of those things like smoking, a bad habit he knew was not good for him, but hadn't got around to giving it up yet.
Probably a good analogy.
Yeah. I think we're going to have to dedicate ourselves to the cause. You talked about a light bulb moment.
Mm.
Maybe we need to be the filament in that light bulb, and we just need to keep singing the tune. I know I sing the tune a lot, but I really loathe scammers, because what they do is they simply take money off honest folks for no good reason than the fact that they're too damn lazy to go out and get themselves a real job.
Yeah, and look, when we talk about scams, it sort of lowers the level, and we sort of think of it as being, oh, it's just a scam. But in fact, when you look at what's involved in these sorts of things, they are very sophisticated and very cleverly pitched. So there's someone writing the material. Invariably, it's printed up and it's printed in Asian countries, and then it's posted out of their mail systems. It comes here in bulk. So when we intercept these letters, we don't just get one or two. We're talking 5,000 and 10,000 letters at a time. Now, we pay 60 cents a letter to be going out, and if they're sending 10,000 letters, you can see the dollars that are involved in it, let alone the printing. And it all goes around and around, and then money goes back. And as we saw here, we've got something like, in the past 2 months, $19,000 has come out of just Perth. So you can imagine what's happening across Australia, and then, you know, across the US and perhaps across the UK. So it is big bickies.
Lots of money coming out of it. And obviously the reason why they're doing it is because it's paying dividends.
That's exactly right. They're more than covering their overheads.
Yep. Dave, as always, a pleasure.